You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's hiding in your soil? This week on Tomorrow's World, Stella and Isla work through a written interview with Dr. Emma Sharp about the work of SoilSafe Aotearoa. They chat metal contaminants and citizen science as well. Here they are now.
Hi, Earthlings.
Welcome back to Tomorrow's World,
the segment where we talk science and society.
We discuss with experts from a variety of disciplines about their awesome mahi and how it relates to us.
And what we can expect from the future.
Over the last month, we've explored some awesome animal behaviours and populations. We've covered New Zealand snapper and world-saving waste decomposing flies.
This week, it's time for a little grounding. Let's get down to earth.
I see what you're doing there. We asked the incredible Dr. Emma Sharp, environmental geographer at UOA, to update us on her work with SoilSafe Aotearoa.
Unfortunately, this morning Emma is sick, but has shared with us a written interview.
So stay tuned as we explore the underground. Starting with this awesome fact, did you know that one tablespoon of soil is estimated to have more organisms in it than people on Earth? We started by asking Emma to give us a brief overview of the SoilSafe project, as well as the value of surveying the quality of soil and how it contributes to environmental safety and awareness.
And Emma answered, in terms of what SoilSafe Aotearoa is, it is a project about the diverse values of soil. She's a social scientist and she co-leads the program with Dr. Melanie Carr, who is an environmental chemist and leading the soil testing component of the program. They partner with GNS science colleagues in Dunedin. The diverse experience on the team helps them to estimate the varied knowledge and values that exist about soil in Aotearoa, which acknowledges its scientific, cultural, economic, political, physical, social, and environmental values. One part of their work is understanding social values of soil, like human attitudes and behaviours towards and community uses of soil. They embed their work with educational activities. The SoilSafe Kids project is supporting this kaupapa in their engagement with schools around Tamaki Makaurau, and these activities all contribute to environmental awareness. In terms of environmental safety, one enduring part of SoilSafe Aotearoa is their domestic garden soil testing project in early 2021 to focus on just one measure or value of garden soil, its concentrations of soil metals, some of which are considered to be contaminants, like lead and metalloid contaminants like arsenic, so that the public knows what is in their soil when they're making choices about what to grow or where or how to use their garden. To June this year, they've received more than 3,000 samples from 650 homes all around Aotearoa in a year and a half. We then asked Emma what kind of tests that the program uses and how they actually work.
Emma said that when the soil arrives to the GNS Science Labs in Dunedin, a technician sorts the various samples and measures each one using a technique called portable X-ray fluorescent spectroscopy, or PXRF for short. In this technique, short wavelength X-rays are focused on the soil sample, making the soil fluoresce and emit secondary X-rays of a longer wavelength. Each metal emits unique secondary X-rays, so both the metal type and the concentration of the soil can be measured. We then asked, what exactly are they looking for when they survey soil?
Emma answered that they're just looking for 8 metals and metalloids, including lead and arsenic in the soil. The concentration of each metal in your soil sample is compared against national guideline values. For some metals, we don't have specific guideline values, so we look to Australian values in some cases, like for things like zinc, nickel, and manganese. But they also have a sister project, SoilSafe Aotearoa, called DustSafe Aotearoa, that is just running for 1 year and will close in about September. It operates on the same principle, but it invites participants to submit their vacuum dust from their home. This can be from their vacuum bag. And then the program will analyze the dust in their home for metals, but they're also doing some pilot studies for plastics, pollens, and a lesser-known set of chemicals called PFAS, or forever chemicals, which according to international studies are pervasive, persistent, and ubiquitous in our environment. Following on from that, we asked Emma what the different profiles of soil for urban areas versus rural ones are, and do these pose specific and unique challenges, or are they fairly similar?
Emma said they have a legacy of lead from leaded paint and leaded petrol that they might expect to see more of in urban environments. In rural environments, they often see metals that are associated with agricultural residues, things like copper for treating fungal diseases and horticulture, but they're also finding that arsenic is a reasonable concern in urban soils. So we then asked, why are soils so important? And for our listeners, what do they represent?
Emma answered that currently not a lot is known about the quality or the health of domestic garden soil. Most of this knowledge generation is about soil that's used for primary production for food growing. The data that they're collecting fills in the gaps that are specific to our communities in Aotearoa. For instance, when metal contamination is detected in home gardens, we might consider whether the metals can be uptaken by homegrown vegetables, especially those of specific relevance to Aotearoa like kumara. There is no data on this. And they're finding out whether some communities are more exposed to contamination than others, or how gardening behaviour might change over time and in circumstances, for example, due to COVID-19 lockdowns. They'd basically like to open up the interest in soil to be less about what soil can do for us and more about what we can do for it, especially given how degraded, depleted, and neglected some of our soil is. There are representations of soil that have not been well considered, such as understandings and knowledge about soil into our Māori or the public's domestic interactions with the soil in their backyards. Finally, we asked Emma what factors contribute to differences in soil profiles and what do we see with changing climates.
Emma suggested that proximity to roads, maintenance or houses, whether houses have been painted or not, or proximity to industry or intensive agriculture all affect this. All of these things might be factors in whether particular metal signatures are apparent or not in soils. We then asked Emma what they normally do with the results and how we could actually mitigate poor soils. Do we need to add or subtract elements, and how could we actually do that?
I answered that in terms of what soil safe does with the results is that they map them to understand what may be sources of pollution at a larger scale, and this can inform managed measures. In terms of what the public can do to mitigate contaminated soil, they're referring people to guidance from the Ministry of Health around recommendations to raise garden beds and use topsoil that you can get from garden centres, which they have found, as they have tested it, has been reliably low in moving the metals and metalloids we might be concerned about. This is one option, and another is moving garden beds to a location that is tested low in these metals. Emma also invites anyone with a patch of lawn or garden to send in their soil samples to them to test for free if they'd like to know more about their domestic garden soil. And until September, they can send their dust samples to their Dust Safe Aotearoa project too.
We want to thank Emma for sending in her answers. Stella and I have both learned a lot about soil and also the potential dangers of dust. I had no idea.
Me either, Isla. Stay critical, Earthlings.
That was Tomorrow's World with Isla and Stella as they spoke to Dr. Emma Sharp about the work of Soil Safe Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.